Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Amen. To love Jesus. Today, it's up to you. If you want to sit down, it's up to you. But me, I'm in the spirit of praise and worship. I'm going to read through scriptures. And this is the story that we all know. There's nothing in scripture that I can find that represents a transition like this portion of scripture, where you stand between your past and your future. Where you have seen what God has done in the past, and you look forward and say, you future, I'm coming after you. Because of what I have seen the Lord do. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, as I said, it's up to you. You can sit down, you can stand, it's all right. I feel like standing, but I'm already standing. What can I do? Amen. Now, this is Exodus 14. We're going to go through it. Exodus 14. Now God said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to turn around and set up camp in front of Pi Hakirot between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal Tizvon camp, opposite it by the sea. Hallelujah. So God told the children of God, God told Moses, hallelujah, that this is the time for the children of God to move and set a camp in front of this place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, verse 3. Then Pharaoh will say that the people of Israel are wandering aimlessly in the countryside. This desert has closed in on them. Now listen to me. Sometimes when the enemy looks at your life, he mocks at you and think you are just wandering. But they don't know the plan of God for your life. Some of you think you're wasting your time because you don't know what God is doing. For it says, I know the plans that I have for you. Am I talking to somebody here? So sometimes your life would look like it's going in circles and you're wandering, but God knows that he's doing something for you and is confusing the enemy. Don't join the enemy. Just speak what God has in store for you. Don't say what the enemy says you are a failure. When are you busy? You, the way I'm failing. Hello. Are you here? The enemy think you are failing. You also think you're failing. Oh, can I talk to somebody in the house? Look at your enemy. You cannot think what your enemy is thinking. Now listen, the Bible says, then Pharaoh will say that the people of Israel are wandering aimlessly. It's like you're going nowhere in your life. They think you're going nowhere. But hey, God knows you're going somewhere. Can I speak to some people today? Today we just want to be grateful. We just want to be grateful, Bazalan. Amen? Hallelujah. When your plan, the plan of God in your life looks like foolishness to the lost world. The plan of God for your life looks like a waste of time. In the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the pharaohs of this world, your enemies. Hello? So some of us, when we hear people say, oh, your life, you've been here for a long time, and you say, yeah, ne? You agree with them. You must always say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know him. Hallelujah. I know he has a plan. I don't understand this plan of wandering, but in it there is something. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't understand everything, but I am going to enjoy the ride because I know my Redeemer. I can trust in the one that is leading me. Hey. You know, when you're a person of faith, you just have to believe God and say, okay, God, are you there? If it says, I'm here, say, okay, let's go for it. I don't understand everything, but I will know when it is all done, and I will understand fully. Oh, am I talking to somebody? In this year, you have seen some wanderings, like a waste of time, isn't it? But you have seen God suddenly appearing from somewhere and making things start to make sense in your life. Are you hearing me? Tell your enemy, this was just to confuse the devil. God was not confused. He knew what he was doing. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? I will make Pharaoh so hard-hearted, that he will pursue them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army. Do you see God wants glory here? God is looking for glory after all this. Are you with me? Everything that is happening to you, God sees nothing but the glory. To get the glory after. But it will depend on what you do, isn't it? Amen. He says, I'll make the situation difficult, but this is for my glory. I will harden the heart of Pharaoh, meaning I will make their lives difficult. I will not make it easy for them to come out. But in it, I have my glory. You see, when it is still easy for things to happen, God does not get any glory. Oh, Jesus Christ. When it's so easy that anybody can just say it's luck or it's this, it's that, then God will not receive any glory. But when everything else was impossible, the answer must always be only God. Only God could have done it. I say to you, when you look back this year, only God could have done it. Only God could have done it. Amen. Look at you say now, it looks like you're confused. Are you okay? I say only God could have done it. Yeah, only God. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? I'll make Pharaoh so hard-hearted. I'll make those who deal with you so impossible. I'll make the ones who deal with you so impossible that you will think is not possible. So that when it is done, you will say, thank you, Jesus. Only you could have made it possible. In other words, God wants to say yes when man says no. A yes of God is stronger than a no of man. Man can say no, but he has got no power to control the events of the world. There is one way, not one way, that God can make things impossible for you, but before the eyes of men, there's only one way. Am I saying something to you? A person who deals with you, he thinks if he closes the way for you, you're not going anywhere. But he doesn't realize that there are many ways that God can still make it possible for you. Is it making sense? That's why we love this God. We are never limited by the things of this world. Do you love Jesus Christ? He says, I'll make the one that deals with you so difficult. But don't worry. I reserve glory for myself. At the end of it all, Mudimuto tola toriso. At the end of it all, God will receive the glory. Don't worry about the ups and downs, ins and outs. When it is all said and done, he will receive the glory. God always is always the last man standing. I say God is always the last man standing. If you stand with him, you will be the last man standing. Are you with me? Are you following me? I just want us to see the goodness of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? He says, I'll make Pharaoh so hard-hearted that he will pursue them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh. Oh, those who chase it, they don't realize that God wants to make himself glorious at their expense. At their expense. Pray for them, therefore. And wish them well, because what they are doing, God wants to use it to glorify himself. That's what the Bible is saying here. Is the Bible saying the same thing? Amen. And the Egyptians will realize at last that I am Adonai. People must know that wena utamali mudimya pila. I say everything around you must know that you are accompanied by a great and mighty God. Everything, situations, people, I don't care what it is. At the end of the day, I believe that the fact that you are here, they know your God is alive. Adonai, say Adonai, is alive. So when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart towards the people. They said, what have we done? Letting Israel stop being our slaves. So he prepared his chariots and took his people with him. He took 600 first quality chariots. When the enemy attacks you, he attacks you with his best. You got to understand, but things are so hard. It's because he has taken out his best chariots. That's why he fights like that. He has got everything to lose. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. They said, what have we done letting those people go? So he prepared his chariots and his best quality chariots, as well as all the other chariots in Egypt, along with their commanders. Adonai made Pharaoh hard-hearted, and he pursued the people of Israel as they left boldly. The Egyptians went after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, with his cavalry and army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea, by Pi Hachirot, in front of Baal Zizor. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and saw the Egyptians right there coming after them. In great fear, the people of Israel cried out to Adonai and said to Moshe, was it because there weren't enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? Why have you done this to us, bringing out us out of Egypt? Now, honestly, you might look back and say, at one stage, this was my response to what was coming. I just did not see myself surviving it. Can I see that hand? So these people are saying, this is our end. I don't see myself beyond what I'm seeing. Are you with me this morning? So we might have at some point felt that this thing I cannot survive. This thing is too much for me. This thing is too big for me. That's what they were saying. Hallelujah. This is what was their journey. Are you hearing me? So in your life, there were situations where you felt this is too much. Am I talking to somebody? If you have ever felt that something was too much, let me see your hand. Let me see that hand. Oh, so you are the right people, okay? Yes. So they all went through that. Remember that this was given for us as example so that we may know, hallelujah, the covenant to which we have been called. Hallelujah. 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 So, verse 10. Verse 12. Said, didn't we tell you in Egypt to let us alone? We'll just go on being slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the desert. Hallelujah. Now, if you're a Christian and you ever felt at some point that the world was better, you need to be born again. Look at that. If you ever felt the world was better, man, you must give your life to Jesus. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Are you in the mood of celebrating Jesus? So I'm going through the scriptures for you to see where you have been and what God has taken you through. Amen? Are you still here? Didn't he tell you leave us in Egypt? He said it would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the desert. Let me tell you something. There's nothing better in the world. Look at your neighbor. There's nothing better in the world. You see, you look at them, they look like they're enjoying life. Né? Have you seen them? It's like when you are denying yourself something. Is it true? Please tell me if it's true. It's like you are missing something. Oh, it looks like it's not true. Does it look like you are missing something? Oh, you know what? What you have is better than what they have. Hallelujah. Your end is far greater than their end. David said, I looked at them and I envied them. But when I saw their end, I realized that there is just folly. Amen. So the life in the world looks like, but the end of it is destruction. Am I talking to somebody here? Look at your neighbor. Never regret that you are a Christian. Young people, especially young people, they have got more pressures than us. Where are young people? Are they here? Yeah, I'm talking to you now. Never feel pressured to think that what's going on out there, you're missing out. What you have got is the best. You see, when I was growing up, and I say this a lot of times, that when I was growing up, where I was growing up, I was probably the only one saved in that area. For the longest time, okay, I was the youngest one. Yes, there were other people that were older than me were saved, but I was the youngest. For a while, I also looked at the lives of these people and say, yeah, I am denying myself a lot of things. But I was never tempted to change my mind. Hallelujah. Today, when I go back to the same place, the people that were my age today, they're like my grandfathers.
Hello?
And I can see that truly this God has preserved me. There is nothing better out there. Believe me. Young people, are you here? I'm saying you are missing nothing. Are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, verse 13. Moshe answered the people, "Stop being so fearful, remain steady, and you will see how Adonai is going to save you. He will do it today. Today, you have seen the Egyptians, but you will never see them anymore again. Adonai will do battle for you. Just calm yourself down." Amen? One constant theme throughout this year has been calm down, relax, have peace, relax. Who understand what I'm saying right now? These words of Moses have resonated with you throughout the year. Relax, have peace, trust God. Who knows what I'm talking about here? Yeah, so Moses kept saying, relax. Amen? Hallelujah. You know my famous word, it is well. Hallelujah. Whether you are going through, it is well, relax, God is in control. Hallelujah. So Moses said to them, relax. What you are seeing today, you shall see it no more in no time. What you have seen this year, you shall see again no more. Hallelujah. Now, today you have seen the Egyptians, but you will never see them again. Adonai will do battle for you. Just calm yourself down. Verse 15 says, Adonai asked Moshe, "Why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift your staff. Reach out with your hand over the sea and divide it in two. The people of Israel will advance into the sea on the dry ground." Now, let me tell you this. This is for me. This is for ministers. And ministers will hear this teaching. There are certain things that God has graced us with authority over them. There are certain things we can speak into existence concerning your lives. Oh, Jesus Christ. Moses was busy talking to God, praying to God. God said, "What have you got in your hand? Why are you crying to me when I've given you authority to do things?" Some things, I don't have to ask God for something on your behalf. I need to command situations in your life. You don't hear what I'm telling you. There's something that God has graced us with as servants of God, not just me, that we must speak into your lives. Some things we go pray for on your behalf, but certain things we have to speak. And those who believe this will stand and say, "I receive." And those who don't believe, they say, "What is this?" Are you with me? Some things have to be released according to the graces that God has given to us as men of God. Of course, some people abuse it. Well, there are those that abuse it. They have not been given anything in their hand, but they still claim they have it. And then they will say, "Receive, receive," when there is nothing to receive. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, listen, let me read it again for you. God said to Moses, "Why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift your staff." Just lift your staff. Did he need God to tell him to lift his staff? No. He has given him the staff to lift. Oh, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. So there are some things that God has given us authority over to deal with them. But often as ministers, we don't know that. We are busy praying when you're supposed to command situations in your life. I pray today that what is standing before you must move. Oh, I don't know if you are hearing me. I say, by the staff that is in my hand, I command what is in before you to begin to move. Amen. Amen. Why are you crying to me, Moses? Why are you even speaking to me? Why? When you have got stuff in your hand that you can just lift up and point, things will begin to part. And people will say, why are you following men of God like this? Of course, you know that they've got stuff in their hands to part the seas. Are you hearing me? People say, me, I don't need any man of God in my life. I don't even need any church. I have church in my house. These men of God are all liars. They are all cheats. They are all what? They are all what? Hypocrites. They are all false. They are all. That is the voice of the enemy, Satan, that wants to destroy them. There are things that you're going to need another man in, especially a man of God. Are you hearing me? Yes. Amen. Are you still here? Yes. Many of the things that you have succeeded in your life is because there were red seas that were parted. I say this year, many red seas were parted. I say this year, you have walked on dry ground many times. Amen. We have spoken impossibilities into your life. Things that were impossible, they were made possible. Who understand what I'm talking about? Some of you saw no way out. You just saw darkness. But hey, God suddenly made a way. Are you here? Now, lift your staff, reach out with your hand over the sea and divide it in two. The people of Israel will advance into the sea on dry ground. As for me, I will make the Egyptians hard-hearted and they will march in after them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army, chariots and cavalry. I've heard people sometimes say, but when are my battles going to end? Why am I, it looks like things are getting worse. Why the enemy is not giving up? Why am I being pursued all the time? Amen? Amen. The problem is this. You don't look at the progress you are making. You are looking at the enemies that are pursuing you. Can I say this again? I'm saying your problem, you're focusing on the chasers. You're not focusing on the progress. Because God wants to make sure that they are finished and finished forever. And he has got a plan to do that. Where now you are crying about them. Why these people are always on my case? No, God wants them to be on your case. Because that's how he wants to destroy them. Oh, Jesus. Are you here? So the people who are complaining about that we are seeing all the time, they are just a distraction. God is busy, is working out things for you, and you are making progress. You are not even aware what you are now. Progress, equal. You are obsessed with these people. Hello? Or there is this particular thing that you keep looking at, you can't even appreciate the other things that are good in your life. Yeah. Are you here? Yeah. I just want us to bless God this day. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Yeah. Now, so verse, where was I? I was on 17. So 18. Then the Egyptians will realize that I'm Adonai when I have won myself glory at the expense of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his cavalry. 19. Next, the angel of God who was going ahead of camp of Israel. I love this. Now listen to this. He says, next, the angel of God who was going ahead of the camp of Israel moved away and went behind them. Oh my goodness. The angels was before them. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the angel moved back and stood behind them. Now, you know, when things like this happen, something is going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, it means that the focus of heaven begins to change. Hallelujah. It begins, first the focus was on them moving forward. It was before them. The focus now changes to the destruction of the enemy. And the separation. Now you'll see what happens here. You'll see what happens. Next, the angel of God who was going ahead of the camp of Israel moved away and went behind them. And the column of cloud moved away from in front of them and stood behind them. When heaven shifts to behind you, you must know the enemy are in trouble. Hallelujah. You must know it's the end. Amen. Indeed, when he said you shall see them no more, that's it. When they begin to, imagine how they were seeing. They were seeing them all the time, chasing them. But the pillar of cloud, hallelujah, and the angel were before them making progress. Amen. Are you here? Now the focus shifts. They come behind them. Are you here? It stationed itself between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy that indeed heaven has moved between you and the camp of your enemy. Can I prophesy again? I say now I can see heaven has moved. Now it's between you and your enemy. Are you still here? Amen. Can I prophesy again? Amen. That those that you saw all the time pursuing you, you shall see them no more. Amen. Because God now has positioned himself right there. Amen. Are you here? It says, it stationed itself between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was cloud and darkness there. Hallelujah. So, there was what? Darkness here, but light by night there, so that the one did not come near the other all night long. Koromodimo separated them. They couldn't come together anymore the whole night. Now listen, this is the beauty of it, is that the camp of the devil, of the enemy, or Pharaoh, had no light. It was darkness. And on the side of the Israelites, there was light. Are you with me? Are you with me? In other words, when the enemy does not even see you, you will make more progress than ever before. Amen? Because they are in the dark. All they are waiting for is for the light to come so that they can make their moves. In this darkness, in this separation, may you begin to make a lot of movement in your life. Without the interference of the enemy. Some of you have monitoring spirits that are following you. Everything you do, the enemy knows. May the cloud shift. May the angel move. Be stationed. Am I talking to somebody here? No, it looks like you're not hearing me. Let me come to you. I'm saying, may the angel move and be positioned between you and your enemies. When that happens, every monitoring device will malfunction. You know, you'll be amazed how people are monitored in this world. You will be amazed. They can see them on the mirrors. You can see them. Some of us have things following us. We are not even aware. Some of you feel like somebody's following you all the time. Would you want to check us? Hey, uting vele, maroka simone kamahlo. Uka jikeleza the whole night. Some of us in our houses, you feel like there's somebody here. Ke batla ujika ka speed. Nix. I'm too fast, man. Am I talking to somebody here? Who understand what I'm talking about here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Next year, I pray, you shall have no more monitoring spirits in you. Are you hearing me? I pray that the angel of God will be stationed. Because the Bible says stationed. Utladula. Between you and the camp of your enemies. Ah, leave them. Amen. For my people perish because of what? Lack of knowledge, ignorance. The enemy will continue to hinder us. He may not take us to hell, but he will make our lives difficult. Because of this ignorance. So my prayer is this, that anything that was able to see you when you are doing things in your life, today there's an angel that is being stationed. Oh, are you hearing me? You see, I even came down so that this thing is settled. Amen? I say from today, every monitoring device is being broken. It's been broken. It's been broken. It's been broken. No more monitoring. Everything you do, they know. Amen? When there is something coming to you, you suddenly see flies. Impunga. Amen? Or you suddenly see birds. These birds, why are these birds always here? Or you see what? Ends, those things. They used such things a lot. Amen? I pray that the angel is being stationed between you and the monitors. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. I say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They shall see you no more. Amen? It's not only that you shall not see them. No. They shall also not see you anymore because there is darkness that has been pronounced upon them. Amen. Barut, you're the monitoring spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They try everything.
Amen.
But I pray
Hallelujah. That
there is a shift.
Amen.
The focus now
Amen.
Will be behind you.
Hallelujah.
I say the focus will be behind
Amen.
You, I pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From today, I pray that you shall feel or sense nothing following you. Sometimes you even hear footsteps. Is it true?
Yeah.
Go, sir. You, let me. Nothing. Amen?
Yeah.
It shall be no more.
Yeah.
I say, it shall be no more. Somebody will testify not long that since that day, I've never heard or seen anything anymore in my house. Amen.
Amen.
We're going somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Moshe reached his hand out over the sea, and Adonai caused the sea to go back before a strong east wind all night. He made the sea become dry land, and its water was divided into two. Can somebody say, amen, God was faithful this year?
Yeah.
Say, I walked on dry land this year. Say, I've seen the faithfulness of God in my life. He made the way where there was no way. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 See, he made a way where there was no way. He made possible the impossible. Hallelujah. We are here to thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. Say, neighbor, sure, I'm here. I didn't think so. Amen. Then the people of Israel went into the sea on the dry ground with the water walled up for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians continued their pursuit, going after them into the sea. All Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry. Just before dawn, Adonai looked out on the Egyptian army through the column of fire and cloud and threw them into a panic. Now listen to me. Oh, I love this. Right from the top of that pillar, the eyes of the Lord appeared. Looking at the enemies. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm telling you. Right on top of that cloud, the eye of the Lord looked through. And when that look happened, the Bible says it threw confusion in the camp of the enemy. Just the look of God. Just the look of God. May God look at my enemies. I'm just saying, may God just look at them through the pillar, and see what will happen. He threw them into confusion. None of their plans now was working. The commander was no longer giving instructions. When he was saying going left, they were going right. Nothing that the enemy is going to put together will work anymore for your lives. Are you hearing this? Say no more. Say no more. So God looked at them through what? From the top of the pillar. So that pillar was not only dividing them, but God was looking at them and see what they were doing. They continued to pursue even in that darkness. Even when they did not know what they are doing, but they just said, let's try something. Amen? Are you here? They continued to pursue, going after them into the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry. Just before dawn, Adonai looked out on the Egyptian army through the column of fire and cloud, and threw them into a panic. He caused the wheels of their chariots to break off so that they could move only with difficulties. Your enemies this year, they have been immobilized. I say they have been immobilized. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, Otsawa Yingma. They look like they're moving. They're no longer moving. The wheels are locked. Their wheels are what? They are locked. Amen? They are trying to chase. You know, the enemy, Bazalan, somebody said, Marawai Satanasa give up. The truth is that that's all he can do. That is the only thing he can do is to trouble you. Without it, he has got no job. That will be boring, isn't it, to be unemployed? It will be boring, isn't it, for the devil? You'll be unemployed, so it will be boring for him. You'll have no job. You get what I'm saying? Even in his immobilized state, he's still making some moves that can be terrifying to some people. I want to say this again, that even when the enemy tries to make moves, some Christians are still terrified. Just trying. He's not moving. He's trying to move. But you, now who's Satan? But I'm telling you, he's not moving. Hello? Look at the same neighbor. We have been told. He's immobilized. Can't walk. But he's trying to crawl. He cannot do anything. The word of God tells us that the enemy has been disarmed and made public spectacle. But he will still continue to roar like a lion, terrifying those who don't know, who cannot make a distinction. Am I making sense to someone here? So they were immobilized. So as I said to Moshe, the Egyptian said, Adonai is fighting for Israel. Let's leave them. But it was late. It was late. They realized now that God is in their side. The time has come in your life that the enemy will realize that you are not alone. I mean, the day they know that indeed your God is alive, they will begin to say, maybe we should leave this alone. We are fighting God. Amen? Are you here? So Adonai said to Moses, reach out your hand over the sea and the waters, and the water will return and cover the Egyptians with their chariots and covering. Moshe reached his hand out over the sea, and by dawn the sea had returned to its former depth. I say your pursuers, they will not see another day. This mission must be finished before dawn. Meaning, as we conclude this year, may that sun never rise upon them. Hallelujah. Your new season, they are not part of it. I say your new season, they are not part of it. In Jesus' name. So Moshe reached out his hand out over the sea. Amen. The Egyptians tried to flee, but Adonai swept them into the sea. Now, this is interesting. It's like as they were trying to, some of them, making progress and making it to the shore, he would just kick them back into the waters. They're like standing there, somebody trying to survive. You are you with me? Yes. It shall be no more party for your enemy. It shall be panic. It shall not be celebration, it shall be mourning. Things are about to change. When your mourning is being turned into joy, their joy will be turned into mourning. Oh, somebody's not hearing this. So the Bible says Adonai was busy sweeping them back in. Those who think, oh, I made it, you. Sweep back inside. Are you here? It must have been fun doing that job that night. Amen? So Moshe reached his hand. So Adonai said, Moshe must reach out his hand and the water will return, and it did. Hallelujah. Which verse was I on right now? Which verse? I can't hear you. 20? 28. Okay, 28, yeah. The water came back and covered all the chariots and cavalry of Pharaoh's army who had followed them into the sea. Not even one of them was left. No survivor. I say no survivor. Yeah. Who agrees with me? No survivor. Yeah. I want new battles next year, not old battles. People belong to the old battalion must all be finished. Are you here? Look at your neighbor. I don't want old battles. I know battles are important for my progress, isn't it? But I don't want old battles, battles of Egypt. Amen. So all of them, say all of them were finished. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the sea with the water walked up for them on their ground, or with the water walled up for them on their right and on their left. Bona, they went through nicely, but their enemy were swallowed by the waters. Now, on that day, Adonai saved Israel from the Egyptians. Israel saw, now I want you to underline that. Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the shore. In other words, that morning, they saw the bodies of the soldiers lying on the sea. Bodies lying on the sea, representing the end to their trouble. You're not hearing what I'm saying to you. On that morning, they stood there and saw the people who did not want them to see that day. That's what it means. But now they were seeing the day that their enemies thought they would not see, and but now they were dead. Is it making sense to somebody here? I say to you, today you are standing here, you are seeing something that nobody wanted you to see. And those who wished that are not enjoying it. No one can touch a child of God and survive. I say no one. I don't care who they are. Whether it's the biggest witch in town, I don't care. You touch the children of God, you do not survive. Amen. Now, Moses, in the next chapter, began to sing a song for God. Oh, are you in the house of God right now? So Moses did what? He began to sing what? He began to sing a song. In chapter 15, amen. He says, then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Can you stand on our feet right now? Now, I want the worshipers to come forward. Now, they began to sing a song of praise when they see what God has taken them through. Amen. I can tell you, as you are standing here, the battle has been fierce for you this year. Some of you has been sicknesses, accidents, plots to destroy your life, poisons, conspiracies, people have tried to deal with you, or your enemy has tried to deal with you through others, but God stood up for you. You know, you don't have to be in the accident to know that God saved you. You don't have to be in an accident to know that God saved you from an accident. Amen. About 3 weeks ago, you know, right here next to this robots at Checkers, you know, this Checkers by Akon Park. You see that Checkers, those robots? I was coming from Alberton side to turn right into this R82 to Didier. You see that road? So we were standing there with the other white guy driving the car on my left. So he was going straight and I was turning right. So, and you know, even if you are turning, you drive a little bit forward so that to allow the cars that passes so that you can turn. You know that, isn't it? So, but something said to me, don't move. And I didn't move as the robot opened. And this guy moved next to me. And as he was moving, a car passed in front of him like this. It came from nowhere. Red robot, close for the guy. The guy, for a while, he stood there like this. I thought he was thanking his God. Because he had a brush with death. Huh? It was so close to him. He was paralyzed. I mean, he could do nothing. The guy just left. He looked at it and thought, I just left home. I could be dead. They could have been told I'm dead right now. I saw it in front of me. I didn't move. Like, I did not move. He moved just a little bit. Not even that car came in front of him. Yeah. And the guy was fast. He'll be dead, that man. And I looked at it and said, Lord, how you direct my footsteps. How you direct my footsteps. So, he directs our footsteps. We don't go to where there is danger, so we must thank him. We mustn't thank him because we survived danger. We must thank him because he did not take us to danger. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other day we saw how Pastor Masue also, God sustained him when this car was knocked in the middle of the night from nowhere. What's the chance that you're going to meet somebody at the intersection middle of the night? Very small. But the enemy thought, this time I'm going to knock him out. When you see what has happened, then you see, and you realize that this is the hand of God. This is the hand of God. God has saved us from so many things that we're not even aware of. Moses began to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was the problem. So we're good to go. So Moshe and the people of Israel sang this song to Adonai. I will sing to Adonai, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he threw in the sea. The horse and its rider he threw into the sea. Yah is my strength and my song.
Come on, say, Yah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God. I will glorify him. My father's God. I will exalt him. Adonai is a warrior. Adonai is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he held into the sea. His elite commanders, his very best, were drowned in the sea of self. The deep waters covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. So is the power of God. Adonai Almighty. Your right hand, Adonai, is sublimely powerful. It is the hand of power. Say, your right hand, Lord, is the hand of power. You are great. By your great majesty, you bring down your enemies. Say, by your great majesty, you bring down your enemies. You send out your wrath to consume them like stubble. With a blast from your nostrils, the waters piled up.
horse, the horse and its rider, you threw it to the sea.
Your right hand, Adonai, is sublimely powerful. Your right hand, Adonai, shatters the fool. By your great majesty, you bring down your enemies. You send out your wrath to consume them like stubble. With a blast from your nostrils, the waters piled up. The water stood up like a wall. The depths of the sea became firm ground. The enemy said, I will pursue and overtake, divide the spoil, and gush myself on them. I will draw my sword. My hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Oh, it's like you. Oh, it's like
you. Oh, it's like you.
Oh, it's like
you. Oh, it's like you. Oh,
the mighty, who is like you, sublime in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders. You reached out with your right hand and earth swallowed them. In your love, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy abode. The people have heard and they tremble.
Who is like you, Lord? Who is like you, Lord? Who is like you, Lord? In all the earth, in all the earth.
Who is like you, Lord?
Who is like you, Lord?
People have heard and they tremble. anguish takes hold of this, those living in bloodshed. The chiefs of Edom are dismayed. Trepidation seizes the heads of Moab. All those living in Canaan are melting away. Those who hear about my coming in 2024, their hearts are melting away. They are trembling because of what you have done for me in 2024. My enemies in 2025, those who stand in my way are trembling right now. For they hear, who's lucky, Lord? Who's lucky? Until your people pass over. What is waiting for you in 2025? They've heard of the mighty hand upon your life. They are paralyzed. They are still until you pass by. I want to say this again. I say those that were standing in your way in 2025, they are hearing of the mighty hand of God that took you through 2024. They are paralyzed. Their hearts are still a stone until you pass by. That is the prophetic word that we are releasing today. Who's like you, Lord? Of the prophetic, you will bring them in and plant them. Say, you will bring me in and you will plant me. Who's lucky, Lord? Who's lucky, Lord? Who's lucky, Lord? Now, say, he will bring me in. Say, he will bring me in 2025. Say, he will bring me in and plant me. on the mountain, which is my heritage. Mountains mean success. It means prosperity. It means authority. It means conquest. Oh, it's lucky, Lord. On the mountain which is your heritage, the place Adonai that you made your abode, the sanctuary Adonai which your hands establish. Adonai will reign forever. Adonai will reign forever and ever. Adonai will reign forever and ever. Forever and ever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Come on, lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Listen, you must understand, in the prophetic, songs just come. Moses began to sing a song. Moses, the first time we ever heard Moses was singing, actually was able to sing, he sang a song. Hallelujah. This is the song that you don't rehearse, you don't practice, it just comes in His presence.
We thank you.
Miriam sang to them. She said, sing to Adonai, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he threw in the sea.
Sing to Adonai. Sing to Adonai. Almighty God. Sing to Adonai.
Whatever you can do, enjoying the prophetic right now in this house right now. Let's hear the ladies begin to join the spirit right now and begin to make that prophetic noise. 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 That prophetic noise.
I need a God.
is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm seeing ladies. I'm seeing women. I'm seeing women like water is coming like a flood. I see you jumping and water coming under your feet. I see you making very strong jump and water just coming under your feet. That's the strength that you will have in 2025. Indeed, God will raise the standards for you. Indeed, God will raise the standards. You will overcome things that you never thought you'll overcome next year. You're going to be above things that are normally above you. Your feet will not even be in the water. They will be on top of the water. When the flood increases, you will be higher. You can never, they can never reach you. Now, let's pray this last prayer concerning 2025. Say 2025. I see that Edom is dismayed. I see that Moab is paralyzed. I see that Canaan is standing still. When they hear about my coming out of Egypt, their hearts sank in them. My opposition is no more. Say, this coming year, my enemies will not be an issue. Say, next year, my Edoms and my Moabs and my Canaanites, they are no more. They cannot even stand. They will just watch me. Say, next year, I'm just going to pass by as they watch. For they know my record. They know my God, what he's able to do. Let's lift up our hands one more time. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.